Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. Here's my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Walker set up a nice idea for the podcast today, and I took it and I threw it in the trash. I did something completely different. Walker did something, and I'm sure Mike did the same thing. And I got way too lost in the sauce of doing something else, and I was like, you know what? I'm doing this instead. So we're doing free agents. We're doing a little bit of ideal destinations. Walker and Mike working off the ESPN Top 50. I'm going completely off board. We're talking quarterbacks, running backs, and tight ends today. There's too many wide receivers. If we run out of time, we'll take tight ends and throw them next week. So, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It looks like the Giants are going to be 2-0 in spring training. So that's always a good thing.
Will the Tigers have 75 home runs already?
Yes, right.
The Tigers also 2-0 in spring training.
Let's go, baby.
I know. It's going great. Yep. Yesterday, they were down 6-1 in the sixth inning to the Phillies, and they won.
Yeah, let's go. I love spring training because if you win, you're like, hell yeah. If you lose, you're like, eh, it's spring training.
Yeah, who cares, man?
Yeah,
today we beat the Yankees 4-0.
You shit on Yankees.
That's right.
All right, Walker, how are you?
I'm good because the Tigers beat the Yankees. Even if it's meaningless, it means something to me.
That's right. It's real to me, damn it.
You'll notice that my voice sounds weird. I am sick, but we're getting through it. I've watched the tape and I've gotten better. And I've also taken quite a few Alka-Seltzers. So
that's Walker's cover. We actually got Walker the Barry White surgery and they're recovering from it. So
a
deep sonorous voice coming up for Walker. So, all right,
even,
so we're going to...
Even deeper than before.
Damn. All right, so let's get started. I pulled up top free agents from over the cap. Couple noticeable things. A lot of Commanders, a lot of Buccaneers, and a lot of Steelers. So there'll be some interesting changes on those teams. But let's start with talking about the quarterbacks. Walker, we'll start with you since this was your idea. So let's start with... the first quarterback you want to talk about.
Yeah, it's Big Sam.
Big Sammy.
Sam. Yeah, Sam Darnold. He's a bit of a tough one just because I think my desire both for him to be successful and because I think it limits the Vikings ceiling to a point where we'll always be better than them is that he should just be the Vikings quarterback again. That's what I want to happen, but I don't foresee that being a real possibility just because of them having McCarthy.
Okay, so where do you have where's your Sam Darnold preferred destination and projected destination?
So preferred is Minnesota, projected is Vegas.
So Mike, do you have any notes on Sam Darnold on this one?
Yeah, I have a few teams that I thought he could go to, but. Yeah, I'm agreeing with Walker. Minnesota and Las Vegas, landing spot being Las Vegas. So, yeah, pretty much right in line.
Yeah, I have Sam Darnold also going to Las Vegas. They have the most cap space and the biggest need at quarterback. There are a handful of teams that just straight up need quarterbacks desperately. Steelers, Raiders, Giants, Titans
Browns.
Yeah, Browns. But some of those teams, like the Giants and the Titans, are in a position to make a really bad move and get Cam and or Shador, not and Cam or Shador Sanders. That'd be crazy if they got both.
Okay, you've been doing a lot of shitting on Cam Ward for a guy who has him as like a fringe first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, but he's gonna go like one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you have him like number 30. I have him like number 53 or something.
All right.
And that's QB1.
Yeah, that's QB1. But here's what they should do is the Titans should be taking either going off the board or off the quarterback board, getting like Hunter.
Just get Travis Hunter.
Yeah. Or trade down, collect picks, suck for another year and go take a bite at the apple at quarterback next year. Let Will Levis do Will Levis things for a year and go back at it next year. But they're going to take – because the problem is they're going to take Cam Ward. It's going to set their franchise back like 3 years because he's not going to be a difference maker. They're going to take him at a difference maker spot, and they're going to pay him difference maker – well, they're going to pay him number one pick money. That's not really difference maker money. But they're going to take him at number one, and he's going to be okay.
Yes, I would agree.
All right.
They could sign Sam Darnold.
Oh my God. Do you know where I would like Sam Darnold to go? My preferred destination for Samuel Darnold.
Of the teams that need quarterbacks, Pittsburgh.
I'm going off the board. I would like to release Mike from his hell.
Oh.
Ooh.
Send him to the Indianapolis Colts. There's That'd good weapons cool. there. Yeah, there's good weapons there. JD Pittman, Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, AJ Mitchell. And I think for fantasy it would increase the pass catching value of Jonathan Taylor. I ran some splits with Anthony Richardson and with Joe Flacco the last couple years. And first of all, I know that Joe Flacco was better at the end of 2023 than he was in his stint in 2024, but they were pretty much the same. Like 23 and 24 combined, 11th in points with Flacco, 24, 11th in points, second in passing yards per game in both of those at 380. Yards per game fourth, both with and without Joe Flacco. But with Anthony Richardson, they stunk out loud. 17th in points per game, 21st in passing yards per game, 13th in total yards per game in 23, 24, 22nd in points per game, 32nd in passing yards per game with Anthony Richardson.
Jesus.
Quick question. How many teams are there?
That many. Yeah,
there's 32. Okay, so they were last and they're 18th in total yards per game. So just like I can go into the numbers, but here's the base difference with and without Joe Flacco. Jonathan Taylor, RB5, RB13. Michael Pittman, wide receiver 25, wide receiver 36. And then the biggest jump, Josh Downs, wide receiver 17 and wide receiver 60. With and without Joe Flacco. You've got a team that took a swing on Anthony Richardson. The swing is not working in any aspect, in any regard at all whatsoever. Your top three weapons are markedly worse without Anthony Richardson at quarterback. And they're markedly better with just literally a guy off the street who can spin the ball.
It's just an old guy who knows how to throw it a little bit.
Yeah, that's all it is. So you get Sam Darnold in there, who I think Sam Darnold is going to be the next Baker Mayfield, where Baker had that short stint with the Rams, kind of cleaned things up. Then he went under Canales, really got things cleaned up, and now he's good. You had Sam Darnold sit with Shanahan.
Then play under O'Connell,
and now I think he's got stuff figured out. So he could be the next Baker Mayfield that takes that step forward. And I think that, honestly, best destination for him would be Indy, but they don't have the money for that. That's the only problem.
I mean, Mike, what would you think of that if they moved some money around to get Darnold?
Actually, I wouldn't mind Darnold, but I have someone else that I have projected to go to Indianapolis. So, either one I'd be okay with for sure.
Yeah, I think that Indy, what they're actually going to do is they're going to get another one of these high-end backup type guys. I have one of the likeliest guys going there is either going to be Danny Dimes, Jameis, unfortunately, or Mr. Handsome James, just a high-end backup, not really gonna like press the issue with Anthony Richardson, but if he has to come in, he can throw the ball some.
I think you and Mike are gonna be disagreeing here, honestly.
Mike, what do you have for projected for Indy?
I actually have Russell Wilson going there.
See, I don't have Russell Wilson on my wish list at all. I do not wish him on anybody. So Russell Wilson, huh? So you think that he is that a desire or just a, oh boy, this is what they're going to do?
I think it's more middle. I'd be like, okay, slightly excited, but also like, I think Anthony Richardson is probably going to beat him out, and it's what's the point in all this? And but they need a veteran quarterback in there that can sort of give Anthony Richardson a little bit more time to develop and maybe be something that he hasn't been. But I don't know if it's a lost cause or not at this point, but exactly. I think it's going to be someone who's a veteran like Wilson or Darnold that comes there.
You want veteran presence, something that shocked me. This will be Daniel Jones's seventh year in the league. Feels like he just got here.
That's a long time. I mean, he is 28, so it's not like, you know. But, yeah, I mean, look, I see somebody on this list here. I feel like he'd be a great fit for the Colts. Jeff, you know how to use, like, Photoshop really good. Could you mock up Jacoby Brissett in a Colts uniform?
Oh, I think I could pull that off. I think I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I might have to really, like, I might have to get, like, AI involved, but I think I could pull
hold it off. Hold on. But, yeah, I have, speaking on Wilson, I'd like to see him with Pete Carroll because that meeting of the minds again would be
could you
just
imagine?
So funny.
Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. Could you imagine what those
they
two
reuniting, making up?
Just like it's that's the ultimate like, hey, man, how's it going?
It would be so funny. I think he'll end up back with the Steelers.
Yeah, more Tomlin than likely. Likes him. Yeah, I think he ends up back with the Steelers just because he's proficient enough, even though he kind of sucks. So, all right. Mike, what quarterback was it that you would prefer to talk about here, the second quarterback on the list?
How about Justin Fields, since we're sort of talking about Steeler quarterbacks
here? Yeah.
I have him going to Cleveland.
Okay.
And, with Deshaun Watson and his, you know, situation and is torn. I don't know. Did he re-tear the Achilles or is it partially torn?
I think it's the other one.
The other one?
Yeah.
No, I think he re-tore it because they were talking about how he was going out in a walking. He's like on Instagram, not in a walking boot, like well within his supposed to be in a walking boot time.
Yeah.
And that's
he just
why
doesn't give a shit torn at again. All. Yeah. It's and yeah, he's going to miss like basically the whole season.
Yeah, he's gone for 2025. So, I do think that, yeah, the Browns are a team of need. I think they go more, I mean, they can't go back to Jameis. They might go more short term. They might go Aaron Rodgers, just get a completely kind of different kind of annoying guy. But again, cap space is an issue there. I do think that Justin Fields does end up with Cleveland. That's the most likely destination, but it's not my preferred destination for him.
Ooh, what's your preferred?
Well, I'm looking at everything from a fantasy slant, and I would like him to be a Las Vegas Raider.
Oh, so he can throw to Bowers?
Can throw to Bowers, and a little man by the name of Charles James Chip Kelly. And what he does with dual threat quarterbacks. So last time he was in the NFL, Chip Kelly, he had two dual threat quarterbacks that were on their way out. One was on his way out because he got blackballed, but he was recovering from injury. The other one was on his way out because he missed two seasons because he went to jail and he was 33 years old. He got benched for Nick Foles. So of course I'm referring to Colin Kaepernick and Michael Vick and and that's in 2016 through 2013 respectively. And Vick played four games. Four full games before injuring his hamstring, and then that's when Nick Foles kind of took over and Michael Vick was never heard from again. He became a backup from there. But in those four games, his season pace, and this is toasted Michael Vick. This is not prime Michael Vick. This is
like barely hanging on Vick.
Yeah, this is a bounce back from his age 32 season. He was on pace for 4,590 yards, 21 passing touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And then he was on pace for 110 rush attempts, 969 rush yards, and 8 rushing touchdowns.
Jesus Christ.
Those come out to 24.2 fantasy points per game, which would have been quarterback 2 in 2013 and quarterback 2 in 2024. So you get a dual threat quarterback in there like Justin Fields, and hey, now we're cooking. Again, Walker mentioned Brock Bowers. You got Jacoby Myers as a reasonable target. They have to get another weapon in there other than those two because, you know, who they could go for is Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Yeah.
Thinking out loud. And then you've got Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick recovering from injury. He didn't play till halfway through the season with Chip Kelly. Famously re-signed a contract with zero guaranteed money after 2016 so that he could get on the field and then never played football again. So that's interesting. So he played 10 games. Under Chip Kelly, 10 games where he played over 80% of snaps. One game he got injured, and I took threw it out of the numbers. So in those 10 games, he averaged 235 passing yards, 1.6 touchdowns per game, averaged 45 rushing yards and 0.2 rushing touchdowns per game. That comes out to 3,990 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks, as well as 762 rushing yards, 3.4 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. That's 21.9 fantasy points per game. That was quarterback 3 in 2016 and would have been quarterback 5 last year ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Wow. Yeah, and so, I mean, I don't know if Fields is as good as those guys, but it's close to as good as those guys.
If he's 80% of those guys, he's a top 10 quarterback.
Right, and he's going to be pretty much free.
Yeah, and he's going to be pretty much free. So just a thought, maybe go snag a Justin Fields. I think snagging a Justin Fields in Dynasty is a smart move right now because wherever he goes, I think he's going to get a chance to play. And it's the same theory as last year where my sleeper was it what did I say? Rustin Fieldson was what it
was. Yes, Rustin Fieldson, yeah.
It was whichever guy plays, he's going to produce. And I think wherever Justin Fields goes, if he gets a chance to play, he will produce for fantasy just because he's got that dual threat to him. But I think the best chance for him is with Chip Kelly. So yeah. Chip Kelly did run off to college for, you know, the last decade almost. But he's back, baby. And last time he was in the NFL, he produced quality fantasy outputs for two dual threat quarterbacks.
Did.
All right. So that's my Justin Fields spiel. So what other quarterbacks we got, Walker?
Justin Spiel. I just wanted to throw out that I would like Fields to just be the Steelers starter. My prediction is a little off the wall. I have him being the next Jets quarterback.
I thought about that. I did think about that. It does make a decent amount of sense, but it was more fun to talk about Chip Kelly.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Mike, where did you have him going?
Fields?
Yeah.
Cleveland.
That's right.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I think that's what's the most likely destination.
Makes sense. A lot of those AFC North guys tend to end up in division for some reason. So, I don't really have any other quarterbacks to talk about, to be honest with you.
Me neither. There's a huge step down after Fields and Darnold. You get I guess Aaron Rodgers. He's not officially a free agent yet, but I don't care.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is not very good anymore, and he can't run, so he's just not going to be fantasy relevant with consistency.
And we're 3 weeks away from him being a special liaison to Doge, so.
Great.
Yeah, that's true.
Aaron Rodgers and Big Balls hanging out, stealing information.
Aaron Rodgers and Big Balls getting whacked out with Elon Musk.
Are you ready for somebody whacked out my Musk?
You ready to hear my Elon Musk impression?
No.
I am become. That's my Elon Musk impression, everybody.
Not very good. But don't want to hear it again.
Never again.
Fuck you.
All right. Let's talk about running backs. What running backs were in the top 50 on this list, Walker?
I got a whole three of them.
A whole three of them. Let's hear it.
Aaron Jones.
Hmm.
J.K. Dobbins.
Okay. Toast. You should not be on that list.
Najee Harris.
Also, decent enough. All right. So let's start with Aaron Jones. So Aaron Jones, what is your preferred destination and your projected destination for Aaron Jones?
Projected destination back with the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Preferred destination, Denver Broncos.
Ooh, okay.
I'd really like to see him in that, quote, Alvin Kamara, unquote, role in the Sean Payton offense. I think that he's still got enough juice to be good as long as they have another guy who can soak up carries, which I think Estime can do that. They can use McLaughlin as their gadget guy, and there's your running backs.
Yeah, I had Aaron Jones remaining in Minnesota as both my projected and my preferred destination for him, just because we didn't get a full vision of the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, a full vision. And there was this idea that he broke down, but he really didn't over his last five games. I just kind of grabbed five games. 87 yards per game and paced out to 7 touchdowns. So it's like, he was still fine. I actually had a different guy going to Denver, but Mike, what are your thoughts on Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I think Minnesota is probably where he's going to stay. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you guys, but I like him to go to the Chargers.
Chargers is a decent idea. I thought about that. Yeah. I agree with Shane here. Shane in the Discord immediately, the post where Raheem Mostert was cut, he just said in all caps, Charger. I think Raheem Mostert to the Chargers is a good idea, just because you're leaving stuff on the table with Aaron Jones in LA because they don't throw the running back. Jim Harbaugh's really? Never thrown to the running back.
No.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, would you guys like to hear who I have are going to Denver?
Sure.
This is my preferred destination for him is Denver, but he's a restricted free agent, so he probably stays. Little man by the name of J.P. Mason.
Oh, okay.
You might know him as Jordan Mason. Did you know that the Denver Broncos were the number one offensive line last year?
Yeah, they were. They rated extremely high. Yeah. Bowles was awesome. Miners was awesome. And the rest McClinchy of the guys were like existed. Above average.
Yeah. They were number one in both pass block win rate and run block win rate. So in Jordan Mason, 7 games with over half the snaps last year because he got hurt, 18.3 carries per game, 95.3 yards. Just a little bit of, you know, kicked in some receptions, not a big deal. Paced out to 1,829 total yards, 7 touchdowns. 9th in yards per touch, 11th in Juke Great, 4th in explosive rating, 9th in breakaway runs. And the big thing that I think that he has that I'm not sure if Aaron Jones really has, to be honest, not like being like, I'm not sure as in I doubt his talent, but I'm not sure, I've never watched him for this, was that Jordan Mason was an incredible pass blocker, and he would be replacing Javonte Williams, who was also a really good pass blocker. So Jordan Mason was 2nd in PFF pass block grade last year when he was playing. So in those first 7 games. So I have him going there to be a 1-2 punch with Jaleel McLaughlin, him being the main guy, relegating my boy Audric Estime to the nether realm. But I think that Jordan Mason, with his explosive run rate, his yards per touch, all of that, working with the number one offensive line in run block win rate, I think that that's you know, you're looking at like,
honestly, you
know, 1,700 yards, 10 touchdowns sort of thing.
Honestly, if the Broncos, if they sign Jordan Mason, they draft Emeka Egbuka in the first round,
mm-hmm.
and then they draft highest tight end available on board in the second round, probably good to go.
Good idea, but I need you to understand that Taysom Hill is probably a cap casualty, so their tight end position is spoken for in 2025.
Taysom Hill tore his ACL, though.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know if he'll be ready.
Doesn't matter. Sean Payton will find a way.
Yeah, I mean, he probably will be a Bronco, but...
yeah. But no, I mean, that's a great path to them finishing 2nd in the AFC for the next 3 years, or AFC West in the next 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great path to 11-6.
Yeah. No, I mean, but, you know, get a top, because where do they pick? They pick, will Ibuka still be there?
They pick at like 21, I think.
Yeah.
He'll probably still be there. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's a very top heavy. There's only one.
That's the only receiver that's supposed to go like top 15.
Okay. I just know it's very top heavy, but I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know how top heavy.
Well, I mean, I don't even have Tet as my wide receiver 1, so.
Oh, wow. Is Egbuka your wide receiver 1?
I don't remember.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure. I've only watched quarterbacks, and they've been so disastrous that I cannot physically get through watching quarterbacks, and it's really driving everything down.
Technically, my wide receiver 1 is Travis Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
But if he plays corner instead, then my wide receiver 1 would be Egbuka, yeah.
Okay.
Just barely over McMillan.
Yeah. All right. Mike, your thoughts on Jordan Mason and the Denver Broncos?
I didn't really look into Jordan Mason, but I think he's just as fit. I mean, if you look at...
Don't worry about it, Mike. I didn't either.
I tried to go off board where I could, if possible.
I had a lot of knowledge about the guy being a 49ers player, so it was an easy, easy pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could fit in just as well as anybody else, right? In the Broncos offense, in the backfield?
Yeah, he'd be better than a guy like Williams or Najee Harris or something, who's more of a plotter.
Yeah, so, all right. What other running backs we got here, Walker?
We had J.K. Dobbins. My prediction and preferred are both the Chargers.
Yeah, he probably goes back.
And his snaps were exactly 50% last year, and I think you just run it back and do that.
And one thing that I was thinking was Nick Chubb is a free agent. I wonder if he and J.K. Dobbins switch spots.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I don't think Gus Edwards is. I mean, Gus Edwards is like isn't he a free agent?
Apparently well, if somebody made a handy dandy chart for us to double check.
Yeah, I don't see him on here, which is weird. I thought he was a free agent.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Guess he's not. So, I guess it'll just be J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Kimani Vidal, Hassan Haskins again next year.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Man, that sure is a running game.
Yeah, that's a running back room that exists.
That it does. Poor Justin Herbert.
I know. At least they're going to draft him Colston Loveland.
Do you think he would love that? Folks, he and Colston.
He would love for Colston to land.
There it is.
In Los Angeles.
There it is. All right. What other running back we got here?
Oh, boy. The last one on the list here was Najee.
Oh, man. I think that Najee might get a bigger contract than we think.
Well, Najee can hold up to a lot of, like, punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty decent pass catcher. He just isn't fast. That's the thing. And so his yards per carry numbers are never going to look great. His yards per touch numbers are never going to look great. But he's like a poor man's David Montgomery, where he's not quite as good at anything that Montgomery is, but he's that type of player. My prediction is that he ends up with the Raiders.
Okay. They are in need of a running back.
Right. My desire for him is that he soaks up all the non-Devon Achane touches for Miami and gives them some physicality on offense.
That would be nice. Mike, what do you think? Where's your preferred destination? Where do you think that Najee Harris would end up going?
I have him down as Pittsburgh for both.
It back?
Yeah.
I mean, we do get the same thing that Walker said about Russell Wilson there, where Mike Tomlin really likes Najee Harris.
That's true.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. So I could see that. I could definitely see that. And Pittsburgh does have a ton of cap space.
He might even take $1 million. Yeah, he might even take like a hometown discount, honestly. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if they were able to sign him to like a 2-year, $10 million deal.
Yeah, or he ends up in Dallas.
I think Dallas is going to bring Dowdle back if we want to transition to Dowdle.
If we're being clear here, that's a Janty destination right there.
We'll see where Janty ends up.
Janty, yeah.
I don't know if he'll get to Dallas is the thing.
Oh, wow.
I think he's probably going to go top 10.
Okay. They traded.
Bijan went top 10, and Janty, I think, is a more ballyhooed prospect than Bijan was.
First of all, great use of ballyhooed. Second of all, Dallas trades up to get a running back would be very Dallas.
Very funny. Yes. Yeah. Everybody would be like, well, you know, the Jahmyr Gibbs pick worked out, and then conveniently forgetting that the Lions traded down from 6 to 12.
And also conveniently forgetting. Also, conveniently, that everybody, the reaction to Jahmyr Gibbs was almost universally crying.
What? Yeah, what
and
the
shitting
fuck are
your
you
pants.
Doing?
Yeah.
turns out he's really good, folks.
Yeah, he's great. All right. So Rico Dowdle. Let's talk about Rico Dowdle, Dallas Cowboy, set to be a free agent. Where are we looking for him in 2025?
Well, Mike, you can go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another guy I didn't do.
Okay. Never mind then. Well, that's okay.
I could do Vegas for Dowdle.
That would work. I mean, they got Madison and Abdullah are free agents. Zamir White sucks. So they've basically got Sincere McCormick and that's it going into the season. So I figure they're going to draft Genty and also sign a running back in free agency.
Wow.
Who is that? Sorry, I was looking at depth charts.
Mike said Dowdle could go to Vegas.
Vegas. Oh, so you were talking about Vegas
and too. I was just talking about what I thought Vegas's plan was.
I kind of feel like, I don't know. I feel like Green Bay needs a second running back there. And I don't think.
But Dowdle, what about Marshawn Lloyd, Jeff?
Fuck Marshawn Lloyd. I don't think that Dowdle is best suited as an RB1. I think that's the problem. So you got like Green Bay and Houston, backups to Josh Jacobs and Joe Mixon respectively, because you got AJ Dillon, Dario Ogunbowale are both free agents.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Dowdle's going to get a chance to be the number one somewhere, whether it's just going back to Dallas or being like the 1A somewhere else.
Yeah. Also, absolute chaos here. I just noticed in the official depth chart, Antonio Gibson is the RB1 in New England.
Whoa.
Let's go, baby. In the Our Lads depth chart. Let's go. Let's go.
It's Antonio Gibbs season, not Ramondre Stevens season.
That's right. For the fifth year in a row, it will be Antonio Gibbs season. Fingers crossed.
For the third year in a row, it will not be Ramondre Stevens season. That's probably more likely to come true.
Yeah, that's true. All right. That's it for running backs that we've got. Unless Mike, do you have another guy that you wanted to talk about?
No. We covered all my guys.
We should probably at least mention Javonte Williams since he had over 50% of snaps last year.
Javonte Williams, you are a Pittsburgh Steeler.
I mean, yeah, if Najee doesn't go back to the Steelers, I could definitely see that happening. Yeah, I feel like he's going to end up just somewhere where he's like the 1B.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like whatever team really needs a Tyler Algier is going to get Javonte Williams.
Javonte Williams, you are. Nope, that won't work. Buffalo doesn't have the money.
You are a New Orleans Saint.
Ooh. Let's see. Kendre Miller? No. No?
Kendre Miller, Javonte Williams, 1-2 punch. Very exciting. Very good.
That's a 2-3 punch, baby, because he still got Alvin Kamara there.
Yeah, he probably just still will be, is the thing, too.
To get 4.1 yards per carry and 95 targets.
Woo!
All right, let's talk about tight ends. This is a short episode. I'm losing it. We can't do this. We need to yap more.
There's not that many great free agents, guys.
Yeah.
The wide receivers are where most of it is.
Yeah, exactly. And they get their own episode. So I'm going to start. Famously, one of the big three in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Michael J. Gesicki. What about the Mike Gesicki reunion tour? The New England Patriots. $120 million in cap space. They have the fourth most targets in 2023, but that was Alex Van Pelt's offense. You know who's back? Josh McDaniels. Yeah. Rob Gronkowski. Ever heard of him? Aaron Hernandez. Ever heard of him? Asterisk, not the murders. Tom Brady. Ever heard of him?
We're really stretching this one, Jeff.
Just kidding. He stays in Cincy.
Oh, okay.
Because remember last offseason, I'm gonna do an impression of Walker and Jeff. The wide receiver three there is gonna be Andre Yosavash. No, you're stupid. It's gonna be Jermaine Burton. Wrong. We were both wrong. It was Mike Gesicki.
Hey, at least Andre Yosavash caught like six touchdowns.
Yeah, Andre Yosavash was the touchdown guy. But Mike Gesicki, all right. I'm gonna give you guys a chance to guess how many times Mike Gesicki pass blocked last year.
God. 12.
Well, Mike?
Let's see. 5.
Mike is the closest without going over. It was 11 times. He pass blocked 11 times. He ran 8.4% of his routes in line. He ran the second most routes in the slot or out wide among all tight ends. It was per game. Yeah,
they are absolutely just playing him as the third receiver.
Tell me if you've heard of these other guys. Brock Bowers was one. Okay. Mike Gesicki was two. Travis Kelce was three. Yeah. Trey McBride was four. We won't talk about Cole Kmet or Pat Freiermuth or weirdly Noah Fant. Noah Fant ran the seventh most routes per game out wide or in the slot among tight ends.
Well, I mean, yes, he is pretty athletic, but
yeah, but he didn't do anything.
No. Can't get open.
And then there was oh my god, where'd my notes go? I'm really getting distracted by Milo going absolutely haywire. Okay, so he finished 83 targets, 65 catches, 665 yards, 10th in tight end air yards, 5th in tight end slot snaps, 11th in tight end routes run. Like I said, 2nd in routes run in the slot or out wide. And he is the new Tyler Boyd. There is Mike Gesicki. And he's grittying all the way to fantasy championships.
And probably all the way to the bank, because I'm sure he's going to get a raise off of the $2.5 million that he made last year. He'll probably make double that this year.
That's right. I'm grittying all the way to the bank. I'm widowy gwittying.
Jesus Christ. All right. Mike, did you prepare any Gesicki notes?
No, but I think landing spot would probably be Cincinnati, but Indianapolis would be my preferred destination.
Oh, Mike's in on Gesicki now.
Hell
let's
yeah.
go, baby. I actually had my preferred destination originally instead before doing the Patriots thing. I was like, what about a team that historically uses the tight end? They have an aging tight end by the name of George Kittle.
Oh my gosh, shut up, dude. Replacing Juwan Jennings for no reason.
Yeah, boy. All right. Replacing Deebo Samuel. Oh, that's one thing we'll talk about next week. I forgot to put a note in that. Deebo Samuel trade should be talked about next week as well. All right. I think they should trade too with the Titans for wherever the Titans pick in the first round, wherever that might be.
Go shut up.
Go shut up. Walker is going to say a bad word and then change their mind.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Gesicki. Any other notes on Mike Gesicki?
No.
All right.
You said it, Jeff.
That's right. All right. Any other tight ends we want to talk about? Because I got two, baby.
Well, I just think we should talk about the guys that are above 50% snap share. I'm sure the one that's right under 50% Jeff really wants to talk about because it's his boy. But, yeah, we got Juwan Johnson. Void year with the Saints, so he could be a free agent. I want him to be the one that Sean Payton takes to Denver. Because he can catch passes.
Juwan Johnson, yeah.
But realistically, I think he ends up back with the Saints.
What if I told you? Okay, first of all, Tommy Tremble and Ian Thomas are both free agents. I would just like to point that out. Okay. So both my boys will be freed. But that's not who I was going to talk about.
Okay.
I was going to talk about Juwan Johnson.
Oh.
And how Juwan Johnson should return to the Saints.
Okay. Fair.
Well, with no Taysom Hill, so in the last five games of the year, or actually, Taysom Hill missed three games in the middle of the year, and then missed the last five games of the year. So, in those games, Juwan Johnson averaged without Taysom Hill 8.9 PPR points per game, 41.5 yards, 3.9 receptions. He was a top 10 tight end in everything except for touchdowns without Taysom Hill. Points per game, targets, receptions, yards. Weirdly, he was tight end 24th without Taysom Hill in touchdowns. But with Taysom Hill, he was tight end 16th in PPR, 26th in targets, 24th in receptions, 17th in yards. But he scored a lot of touchdowns. I just think that he goes back there. There's no Taysom Hill. They have more of a quote unquote normal offense without the Mormon missile going around doing crazy stuff. And I think that Juwan Johnson benefits because that is a nasty parentheses derogatory wide receiver core there.
Yeah, they got nothing beyond the two guys that got hurt this past year.
Yeah, it's it's bad. And like Chris Olave, I'm not really sure like what his future holds. I know they were talking about he's going to come back, but That's a lot of concussions for one guy.
Yeah, it's
like he could come back, but I don't know how long that's going to work. And then
Shahid. Yeah, Rashid Shahid is he's big play merchant, but he's really good at that.
Yeah. And then other big play merchant, MVS, is a free agent.
I was going to say free agent, yeah.
Yeah. So it's what? Dante Pettis, also a free agent.
But it's all the coming back, baby.
Is it Mason Tipton? Was he also there?
He sucked so bad, dude. I couldn't believe they were running him out there.
All right. Mike, your preferred destination for Juwan Johnson and your projected destination.
Projected New Orleans, preferred Indianapolis.
Ooh, Mike's getting all.
Mike's like, every tight end going to Indianapolis.
Everybody, let's bring them all in.
Mike's like, get Mo Alley Cox the fuck off my team.
Yeah. All tight ends, baby.
Yeah, want them all.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that's been missing from the Colts is a good tight end. So
exactly.
Yeah, we're really going long on Juwan Johnson.
That's right, baby. All right.
Going long on Johnson.
Long Johnson.
Long Johnson. Long Johnson. Juwan Long Johnson. All right, and then my third tight end I wanted to talk about. I really have four words. It's Zach Ertz, retire, bitch. Get Ben Sinnott in there, baby. Or go somewhere else, Zach Ertz. I don't care. Just don't be on the Commanders again. That's my wish.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah, but Zach Ertz, free agent. I think that Zach Ertz, I really didn't put more thought into it other than Zach Ertz, retire, bitch. If I'm being honest. Man, team that's losing a tight end that could use a tight end. Let's see. Mike, Colts. How do you feel about Zach Ertz on the Colts?
Hell yeah, let's do it. Zerts. Yeah, there's the winner. Right
Zerts,
there.
Baby. Honestly, not a bad destination. If they
probably choose. Pretty good idea.
Yeah, pretty good idea. I would also say a decent destination would also be Carolina if they actually use the tight end.
Jadeveon Sanders.
Yeah, you can't.
Breakout season.
Yeah.
Nah, he's got. Look, there's nothing more that will guarantee a 2026 breakout season for Jadeveon Sanders. He did it for Trey McBride. He's going to do it for Ben Sinnott. He's got to go block Jadeveon Sanders for a year.
Okay. We'll see. If Zach Ertz signs in Carolina and Ben Sinnott has a good season this year, boy, that's going to be our greatest lathe yet, I think.
The greatest lathe yet. All right. That's all I got for tight ends.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Conklin played 75.1% of snaps, and I'm just like, okay. He'll
Tyler
probably
Conklin, you mean young Austin Hooper? Who cares?
I think just 1 year younger. I think just go back to the Jets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Aaron Glenn will like him because he works really hard.
Here's an idea. Check this out. We get a gun. We murder Tyler Higbee. And then we open up another destination for these tight ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyler Conklin can slide right into that Rams tight end role.
Yeah.
He'll get his 89 targets again.
The key part is murdering Tyler Higbee with a gun. Shooting him with a gun until he is dead.
I will be abstaining from the conversation, but just know that the opinions represented on this podcast I do approve of.
I do approve of.
I will not be contributing anything to said conversation.
Participating. All right. Sounds good. I just have a couple weird notes that I noticed. 49ers have 64 guys under contract for next year already.
That's too many.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's the most in the league already.
It's like imagine.
They're just going to take their seventh rounders and just chuck them into the nether realm because they can't even get them onto the roster.
Yeah,
yet.
I mean, if you sign like a dozen free agents, which most teams, that's about what you usually sign. That's 76 players. Your draft picks come in. You're only going to be able to sign like five UDFAs.
Yeah, it's crazy. They have too many guys under contract. And it's like they're locking up. I was looking like they've locked up like three or four depth tight ends.
What?
Yeah. Like, all right, man, cool. You have a top five tight end in the league, and you're just like, we got to lock up that depth behind him. Yeah, that's just one thing I noticed. I was like, that's too many. That's way too many players. And they have $50 million in cap space. So they're just going to take all that money and be like, all right, Brock. All right, Brock, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. We're going to take this. We're going to put it in your pocket. And we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, pretty much. Jeff, on my Madden sim, Brock Purdy refused to come back to the 49ers.
What? No.
He's like, nope.
He left.
Where's he playing?
Now he's blocking Drake May in New England.
Oh, God.
And the 49ers quarterback is Geno Smith.
No, Walker, no.
I didn't do it.
Blocking Drake May, and the Niners have Geno Smith. This is the worst, like, three ways.
Look, you did make it to that NFC Championship game a season after going 6-11.
God, what did the Niners do last year? 6-11?
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, that's at least an improvement. But yeah, then you got to deal with Geno Smith the next year.
All right.
Which honestly, under Shanahan, he'd probably be fine.
He would be like his floor would be Nick Mullins, I feel like. All right. And then another fun game. How much money over the cap are the New Orleans Saints? Reminder, the cap went up to $279.5 million this year.
Oh, man. I'm going to say $34 million over the cap.
I was going to go $32.
You both are way under.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Effective cap space, which factors in signing their rookies.
Yeah.
$52.5 million over
the cap. Dude. You can't be doing that. You can't put yourself in that position.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, cap isn't real. Cap isn't real. Cap isn't real. Until you're just the New Orleans Saints the last few years. You're running out Mason Tipton because you literally can't afford anybody else at wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. If you're going to do that, you better make sure your core is Super Bowl caliber.
Yeah.
If it is, then you could get away with, you know, rougher on the edges. But if it's not, then you're toast.
You know what the good news is?
That the Saints core is for sure not good enough. And so they figured that one out.
Nope. The only way for them to really save money with Taysom Hill is to designate him a post-June first cap hit, which means half his dead money goes into 2026 as well, baby. Just throw money on that pile.
I love to. I'm throwing more shit on the pile of shit.
That's right. The good news. Are we ready for this? 2026. They are finally projected to be under the cap.
Well, yeah, that's not too far away.
Right until they take all the cap money from this year and then just roll it into 2026, just spreading it out.
Yeah, they probably will just do that.
Yeah, so, all right, that's it. Unless, Mike, do you have any other tight ends you want to talk about?
No.
All right, let's see. They have, oh, my God, they have zero projected cap savings from cutting anybody. Oh, that's not true at all. I sorted this column wrong. I was like, how is it not possible?
What do we think about Irv Smith? 7.7% of snaps last year for the Texans.
Jeez.
I think that it's time to call him Little Irv Smith, folks. The dream is dead.
Yeah. He played less snaps than Shane Zylstra.
Mm. Jeez.
What about 49ers legend Brock Wright?
I don't know because it's not listed on here, but Brock Wright definitely played a lot more snaps than Zylstra. So
yeah, boy,
Brock Wright's on the field.
Yeah, 49ers legend right there. All right, that'll do it. We're talking. We didn't make it to an hour this week, folks. That's just how.
First time ever.
I think we had an episode where the recording got cut off halfway somehow, and that was still over an hour.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. We'll be talking wide receivers next week, and we'll start getting into some news because there's some stuff going on. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.